This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hey podcast listeners, this is Dee Mason from Daniel Mason, driving you homo, Thursday's drive show on Joy 94.9. Last week I got to chat with Alana Stone, who is one quarter of the Sydney alt folk outfit, All Our Exes Live in Texas. For those of you who sort of know the band, she's the accordion playing kind of shorter one. When I spoke to Alana, all the exes had just landed from their US tour supporting Australia's own Midnight Oil and were preparing to head off to Newcastle to kick off their Australian tour promoting their debut album, When We Fall. I'm sure you'll be able to tell how completely lovely she is from this chat. The phone line quality is not great, but it's worth persevering if only to get to her Midnight Moil joke. First up, here's a snippet of Tell Me, which is track number 5 on the album When We Fall and was written by Alana Stone herself. Enjoy.
I said I missed you. You said I watched your sister on the TV. It was weird. I said I loved you. You said nothing and your silence confirmed my
Alana, thanks so much for joining us on Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on Joy.
Am I right, looking at your tour schedule, you're in Newcastle currently?
We just got back from the US, but we are heading to Newcastle this Saturday.
First of all, look, congratulations on this album. I absolutely love it. The band, of course, is All Our Exes Live in Texas. We'll get to that cockamamie name in a minute. And your debut album, debuting at number 8, I think, on the ARIA charts, is When We Fall. Big congrats. I've absolutely fallen in love with it and all of you over the last 2-week period. It's tremendous.
Oh, thank you. Aww. It's nice to be out there and have people connect with the music. So thanks for playing it.
Tell Me is, I think it's a brilliant, brilliant song. I love the video because it just seems, compared to The Devil's Part, it just seems so completely out of whack. But I figured, I hadn't seen, because there's no credit given on the video, but I picked it as your song because of the lyric, I said I missed you, you said I watched your sister on the TV and that was weird. And I thought, oh, I bet that's Yale's sister. So your sister, because this is a gay and lesbian radio station, your sister must be bombarded with lesbians as she plays Morello on Orange is the New Black. Which gives me, in a Kevin Bacon way, about 2 degrees to them.
Yep, you're exactly right.
And you look uncannily alike. That's got to be spooks.
Yeah, well, we are a bit twinny. We're 4 years apart. I'm 4 years older than Charlie.
Oh, really? I'm the only lesbian in history to not watch that TV series, but I know of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I will go out and watch it. But I did look at photos of Yale and you and think, God, that's uncanny.
Yeah, I get mistaken for her even by her very close friends. It's a pleasure to be mistaken for her because I think she's gorgeous. And if anyone's going to be walking around with my body in the world, my body and my face, I want it to be her.
So with you and Yale and Jake as well, I mean, it's a I'm guessing you all sing, like Yale must sing as well.
Yeah, we have had a band once. It was called The Breakup because it was a premonition as to what would happen with the band. I think it's best if we have our own separate project, but we certainly have had a band, and we had two gigs, and they both went really well, and then we just never did it again.
So you broke up because you knew it. That's right.
Yeah.
Has there been any level of, why do we pick such a long title for our band? I can only presume it's based on the song title, All My Exes Live in Texas.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
You do a cover of it at least as a sort of nod?
No, we don't. We just let everyone talk about it. Yeah, I mean, everyone gets the name wrong. I do think it's, and I can barely say it. It's actually quite hard to say. It's quite an annoying band name to say out loud. But yeah, it's funny. It's a funny name. And also any band we've ever supported has got the band name wrong on stage.
Screaming
and Peter Garrett said something like, "Our exes come from Texas," I think he said. And then every night it changed slightly. And, you know, like, you don't want to go up to Peter Garrett and go, "Oh, look, you know,
hey,
the band name is this, and do you mind saying it right?" Because you're like, it's Peter Garrett.
You need to just you need to flip that and walk around saying, "Yeah, we're totally supporting Midnight Grease. We love them."
Yeah, Midnight Moyle, the rabbi that comes into your house and chops you. Yep.
Brisk.
Yeah.
Brisk. Dear.
You can hear in her voice, she is tired of feeling alone. I am fine, can't you see? She tells me, but she is lying down the phone. 'Cause I remember what you said as you cried down on Boundary Road.
Yeah, Boundary Road is a killer, and I think, you know, now we do it a bit differently to the way we recorded it, and I actually think the way we're doing it now is better, and I wish that we could go back and record it again. It is such a winning song, and Katie wrote that one, and I think she's just getting great at the hooks and at just telling a great story. I'm really excited about showing everyone the new stuff that she's written for the next album. I mean, we only just put this album out, but we're already, you know, getting excited about the next one.
So you're writing on the road, or do you take some time and just lock away and go write?
A bit of both. We just had a music camp, and then we went and wrote with a guy called Tony Buchan, who is living in LA. He's an Australian producer. We dug pretty deep with him and got some good stuff out. I think going to be more collaborative on the next album.
Collaborative with other producers and writers, you mean?
Yeah, that, and also amongst the band. So When We Fall was mostly songs that we just penned ourselves on our own and then brought to the group.
You say that you have this democracy in writing where there's 12 tracks on the album When We Fall, and each of you contributed 3.
Yeah.
So that was decided at the outset, wasn't it? Like, we're just going to do this. We're each going to write 3 songs in isolation and bring them to the album. I mean, I only picked your song because of that lyric that I was aware of. Can you just listen to a song and go, "Oh, Katie's written that," or "Hannah's written that"?
I think so, but only because I know they go to progressions a little bit. I don't know, because I've never had to guess, but I do think that the style, having a producer means that the style is consistent across the whole record.
Yeah.
But also just having all the harmonies, and all of us work on a song. Once the skeleton is there, we all work on it together, so we kind of exify the song. But
brilliant.
Got our own little word there. It was definitely a separate writing process, but this time we're sort of trying to all write more together in the one room, which is great and totally different again.
I love it that you've produced When We Fall on vinyl.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to keep up with the Joneses, because people want to hear stuff on vinyl. I was thinking about whether CDs might make a comeback in 20 years, but I don't think they will.
No, because
so annoying.
No, because Apple has ditched that technology. You can't even, you know, people still send me stuff on CD. I'm like, well, I can't help you with that, because there's nowhere to put that.
Yeah,
it's true. I have to go to my dad's house and upload it to the internet and send it to myself.
It's true. It's as soon as you can't play it or anything, it's defunct, isn't it? But, you know, I mean, records felt like they went out of favour for a while. So I don't know, maybe it'll be like some retro hilarious thing that will come back at some point and people will go, gosh, you know, this was such a weird technology.
Now, I know it's unfair, Alana, to play favourites, but I will need to know your favourite song off the album and your favourite bandmate, sorry.
I don't have a favourite bandmate, but I do have a favourite song. It's called Childhood Home, and it's got sort of omnichord and strings and banjo, I think. I just loved how it was captured and how the arrangements turned out. So to me, I don't know, this song kind of is one of those ones that doesn't hit you straight away, like sort of Tell Me and Boundary Road do, but it's one of those ones that grows on you and feels very personal and very pretty. So, yeah, that's my fave.
I mean, I say I play favourites, but they are all beautiful songs. All Our Exes Live in Texas are touring nationally starting this Saturday, the 10th of June at Lazotz in Newcastle. Alana Stone, thank you so much for your time and all the very best of luck with this album and certainly with this tour. I will be there to see you on July 7th in Melbourne, and then you're off to Geelong, so heaps of time for Melbourne kids to get along and see All Our Exes Live in Texas. Thanks so much, Alana, for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'll see you at the gig.
Okay, cheers. Thanks for that, mate.
Bye. Bye-bye.
In an old fibro house, on an almost quiet street, we learned how to bowl and bat, and we learned to find our feet.
All Our Exes Live in Texas will be touring Australia until the 15th of July. You'll need to be quick to catch them. They'll be playing one show only in Melbourne on July 7th at Howler, and then one show in Geelong on Saturday the 8th of July. Details and tickets at allourexeslivein.texas.com. Maybe in my twilight heat,
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.